the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Best day of the week, ladies.
So according say to you. Aaron. Yeah, it's a good theory. Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. Lise and Sarah with you on a beautiful Thursday morning. It's cold. It's lovely. It's Thursday.
What a Thursday.
What a Thursday it is,
Well, you just revealed before we were on air, Azzy, that Thursdays are your favourite day of the
Number
week.
Number one day of the week.
And why is that? I don't understand the logic there.
Anticipation for Friday. That's it.
The build-up.
The build-up.
Okay. He's all about the chase. Okay. All of, that's what that is.
Don't we know it? Kat from The Bachelor, hello.
Oh, my God. Remember those old days when Aaron was after Kat from The Bachelor?
Still got a hankering. Remember when... Okay, I'll segue from that into this. Remember when you had to... When you were dating someone and you had to call them on a landline, right? Everyone had a home phone that they knew how to use. Well, I feel sorry for kids these days when inventions from yesteryear are thrust in their faces and people ridicule them when they don't know how to use them. Case in point, there's a payphone that's been set up outside a library. Now, I suppose there's still a need for public payphones in spaces so that people can use them.
I haven't seen one in Yonks.
I haven't seen one in Yonks either. And now there's a video of like 11-year-old kids saying, how do I use this? And everyone's like, oh, you know, dum-dums.
Yeah, dum-dums.
Hello, why would they expect kids to be able to use those phones? My kids can't even use our handset phone in our home. In fact, I don't even know why I still have that phone.
You must be the only person in Australia who still has a landline.
The only person under 75.
You're even of a certain age if you use the word landline.
Who calls you on your landline?
No one.
So why do you have it, Sarah?
I don't know. We actually shouldn't.
You shouldn't anymore.
But to me, laughing at kids who can't use a public payphone is the same as giving us like a feather like... and ink and say, oh, you can't write a letter without ink splotches.
I remember going to visit Mum at her office and they had like the old facsimile machines. Like I know that the fax machines now are like a computer, but the old facsimile machines with the paper.
Yeah.
That's next level. I wouldn't know how to use one of those.
Well, not nowadays. And yet that was how I maintained an entire relationship with my best friend through uni.
Through facsimiles.
Every Sunday afternoon we would fax each other letters back and forth because STD phone calls were expensive from landlines.
Go see a doctor, Sarah.
That is really showing your age.
Oh, God.
We're well into week three of The Bachelor already, can you believe it? Mm-hmm. The new Matt, what's his name? Matt Agnew. He's an astrophysicist.
Who works at the NAB.
Who works at NAB.
Who works at a bank. But it's come to light that the team at Channel 10, The Bachelor team, did a huge makeover on the bloke, right? Like, he was already a pretty handsome rooster, but they made him over with one very simple trick that was so effective that people actually thought he had gone under the knife ahead of the filming because it changed his physical appearance so much. And that trick of the trade, guys, and I can relate to this so much, is... a good haircut. A good haircut can change your life. Similarly, a bad haircut can ruin your life. Sarah, I'm looking at you.
Got her.
But they're saying that when they took him in to have his hair done, it was hours to get the right height for the front, the right fade, the right texturizer. Hours, Sarah. Oh, wow. Because they said by millimeter it can change. It can take you from daggy to hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I went from hot to daggy with one haircut.
And have stayed that way.
Okay. Here's a lesson for you. When I was 23 years old, I was working at a business way out in the sticks, right? It was just industrial kind of areas. And there was a hairdressing salon right in the middle that said, like, Styles by Sharon. It was
That's
one of those
never
kind
be
of
good,
places.
Sarah.
And I just
Why
went
would you
in.
Go?
I just went in for a trim, okay? I came out with a black bowl cut with a fringe.
How?
Not unlike Lisa's current hairstyle.
Except she pulls it off.
And I came home. I drove back into the city where I was living at Paddington. And as I walked home, I could have been in Sydney. You don't know. Well, they're in Brisbane.
There's also a Paddington in London. Were you there?
Definitely not there.
Could have been. Could have been.
I don't think there's a Just Cuts home, by Sharon and it was in London.
It was when the Lindy Chamberlain documentary, or not documentary, miniseries was on TV, right? Miranda Otto was starring as Lindy Chamberlain and she was wearing the Lindy Chamberlain wig. And I said to my flatmate, I pulled up the TV guide with this picture on and I said, oh God, I look like Lindy Chamberlain, don't I? And my flatmate burst out laughing before she could control herself and say, no, no. Then her boyfriend came home, saw the picture on the TV guide and said, is that you? I said, no. Do you know how long it takes to grow out a bowl cut?
What did you verbalise to Shazza from the hair salon?
I said, just a trim.
But so in that process of just a trim, she gave you bangs?
Well, I already had a fringe.
And dyed your hair black?
No, it was already dyed. Oh, maybe this was more me than them. It cost me $27.
What a bargain.
That should say enough.
In shillings, right?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Liz, you and I are both deep in the childhood sport years, okay? Weekends are spent...
In the trenches.
In the trenches. You take your boys to
AFL.
I take my girls to netball. They play touch during the week. So I actually enjoy it as a parent.
I love watching my children play sport. It's a great joy. And I think it's a surprising one because a lot of people bitch and moan about the workload. And yes, it's there. But I find great joy in watching my boys play sport.
And I would say I enjoy it as much as the kids because I've formed fantastic friendships with other parents of the kids playing on their teams. And it's fun,
it's
right?
It's fun.
Now, get this. There's a junior soccer association in Australia that's come under fire after parents were banned from cheering on their kids from the sidelines on Sunday. Banned from cheering. Okay.
Were they cheering or were they? Or
it
were
was
they,
called Silent Saturday.
Oh,
where hundreds of coaches, parents, and spectators from more than 70 soccer clubs across the district were asked to keep quiet. They said it was like playing in a mortuary. Nothing.
That's terrible for the children.
No.
There are parents that heckle, though. Is this in a bid to combat the idiotic parents who live their lives vicariously through their talented
Some
children?
People have said, like, can you be serious? Just because a few people can't hold their tongues, this is an example of minorities causing a ridiculous outcome. And it's bloody Australian to cheer, one person's posted.
It is. And for children, it's wonderful to have a beautiful atmosphere where people are cheering. I don't stand for the hecklers. I think get a life.
Kids' sport. Get some priorities.
Exactly.
But I know my daughter's netball team, we all cheer. And we cheer for the other team when
they play well too.
Because you're showing kids what good sportsmanship
looks like.
Yep. So I'm so surprised that this actually got a run on the board.
Would you pull your kids from a club like that?
I think I would certainly put in a complaint. And I'd... Where does it come from? Is it the kids saying, Mum and Dad, be quiet?
I don't think any child would say that.
It just seems like, I don't know, it's madness in my eyes.
That is madness. That's just nanny state going too far. That feels like people telling you what to do. Like, butt out.
Yeah, that's the spirit. So for all those kids who couldn't get cheered on the weekend, we'll cheer for you now. Yes!
Yay!
Well done, you!
Good one.
Okay.
That was not convincing, Liz.
That was like... So you're banned from cheering ever again.
Those two girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, those little things in life, the little minutiae of life, Sarah, that gets your goat no end. We're not talking about traffic or politics. They're the big things. We're talking about little inconsequential things that just make you mad.
Yep. I've got something that is enraging me.
Okay, what is
of
that?
Of late. At the tiny gym I go to, there are two
the
treadmills.
Tiny. Wow, you're really selling it.
There are two treadmills, okay?
I had, like, the Coles Little Shop in my
is
head.
It is. Is this like a Yugo? Has it been... is it a collectible gym?
No. No, anyway, don't. Sorry. Don't mock. It makes me even more angry.
At the tiny gym.
At the tiny gym, there are two treadmills. Both of them only measure the distance in miles, not kilometres.
Oh, that'd be enough. That'd be enough to have me going to another tiny gym.
Well, I tell you what, I huff and I puff and I wait for that mile mark to click over. When you're working in kilometres, geez, it rolls quickly, 100, 200, 300.
Yes,
I'm running,
you know,
like the wind at 9 kilometres an hour pace, which is really quite slow. But on a miles?
How many miles in a kilometre?
1.6 kilometres in 1 mile. Okay,
too much.
It just takes, I hate it. And then I think, right, I'll show you. I'm not going to ride you. I'm not going to run on you. You know what I mean?
I'm triggered by you saying I'm not going to ride you.
Triggered.
Okay.
Take your time.
I am triggered. No, because I'm just trying to relive the awful moment this happened. When you're trying to find which...
When you're trying to tell
when
a story.
When you're trying to find, Aaron, which tooth a popcorn kernel is stuck in. I mean, my tongue can do all kinds of tricks. But when you're flipping it and reversing it...
Bang, bang, flip it and reverse it. It's your for minute for man yet.
Sarah!
It's your for minute for man yet.
When you're trying to do tongue gymnastics to dig it out, is it that molar? Is it that molar? Is it the other side? Where the hell is the kernel? Where is it? How many teeth do humans have? How many?
Triggered.
How many? Because it's never there. And then I have to dig in with my fingers and I don't like that because I'm a lady. Bang, bang.
Wow.
What are the lyrics that you're singing to that, Sarah?
It's your for a minute. I mean, it.
That's how we do triggered.
I'm triggered. I'm going to reveal something to you about myself. I don't know if I should be ashamed or proud. I don't know where this positions me as a human.
Okay, we'll spit it out.
I don't have Spotify Premium.
Oh.
As I don't.
I don't have Spotify Premium either. But you got Apple Music or something like that, right?
No.
Are you telling me you don't have any music subscription
Sometimes
service?
I just log into YouTube and listen to a song there. Occasionally I'll buy the music for $2.99.
Tell me you do not still buy music. Do you still buy a single for $3 each when you can get Apple Music for $12 a month or whatever it is?
I don't buy a lot of them. It's just like if I'm really mad for a song, I'll buy it.
Otherwise you just play it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You are living in like the 90s.
Am I?
Do you still have a MySpace?
Those two girls. Find us on MySpace. At those two girls.
I mean, what's going on with you? You're not letting technology enhance your life here.
I have Spotify. I can deal with the ads. I get 6 skips an hour. Why would I pay $12? Well, how much is it?
You know what this is?
How much is it?
This is classic.
It's about 12, something like that.
Cheapo Lee's car law.
It's actually true.
It's not cheapo,
so
Lee's car law. It's not, but
it's
what?
It's pretty bogan to not
no,
be paying
I
for...
feel it's smart. Why would I pay for it when I get it and I just have to listen to ads? We listen to ads on this radio network,
but don't
Aaron.
You want reprieve from the ads?
No,
why you go to Spotify.
I just tune out.
Radio for great content.
You know what? I'm better than instant gratification. I can sift through the ads and I get 6 skips an hour. So what's wrong with just
utilizing
those?
Yeah, but I've heard your music and it needs to be skipped a lot. Like you play, sometimes it connects to my car and Liz will just have Metallica playing. Like that's her relaxation music in the car. Yeah. How on earth you can have that in your ears?
What was your wedding song again?
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
What?
Amazing. Play it for me. I love it.
No,
so you think now you think you're a better person because you don't need the instant gratification that Spotify Premium.
Well, I don't
also
understand.
This is not sponsored content.
No, it's not. So what do you have? I have Apple Music.
I also have Apple Music.
So okay. And what does that allow you to do that I can't do?
Not have ads. Skip more than 6 times. Choose your own music, not a playlist that you then have to roll through.
What do you mean choose
Sometimes
your own
you've
music?
Just got to let your grasp on the coins go a little bit. Like, live. Live a little.
$12 a month. We all know how much you're on. It's a lot.
Oh, whatever, Aaron. You don't know me. You don't know anything. You don't know my music. You don't know my playlists. You don't know me.
I know what she's on, and it is a lot.
Shut up, Sarah! Triggered. I don't like this conversation. This is rude. Do you know, no one talks about money. Who even the hell are you? Who even says that? Who even...
We're
I'm
really
done. What day is it?
Really feeling those Thursday vibes, aren't we?
I don't like it. I don't like you.
Are we going to wrap up the week tomorrow for
I don't
five?
Like, I don't... What?
Yeah, we've got to come back again tomorrow so you can earn more money not to spend on Spotify Premium.
I'm allowed to not spend it. I don't care about spending. I don't need to spend on anything. You know what? Stuff is...
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
One more day and then it's the weekend. And then I got to sleep in.
Oh, my God. Sleep.
Has anything triggered you lately? We didn't get round to you.
No, oh, yeah.
Nothing's been triggering me. Fact that Kat from The Bachelor won't get back to me.
I thought you were over her.
Are you back on Kat?
Can I done?
I mean, it never really got off in the first place.
Hey, there were some great messages back and forth.
There was, yeah. I think she was trying to climb the corporate ladder, though.
She had a boyfriend the whole time, which was a
what?
Bit
what?
I mean, I would say don't throw her under the bus like climbing the corporate ladder when it just comes out that she had a boyfriend.
Did you not know that? That was the whole thing.
I did not know
she had a boyfriend, but Bachelor in Paradise hadn't aired yet, so she couldn't go public with the boyfriend.
Oh, God, why would you go on those reality shows and then have to live your life like that?
To climb the corporate ladder.
That's right. Let's go have brekkie. Breakfast.
Okay, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.